tough day here at Winter Park as quarterback Teddy Bridgewater goes down in practice with what coach Mike Zimmer described as a significant injury to his leg. We have ESPN's Kevin Seifert here to chat about it. He was at Mike Zimmer's press conference. What are a couple of things that you took away from what was a tough day and certainly a tough press conference for Coach Zimmer?
Right. The biggest takeaway was how emotional he was talking about Teddy Bridgewater. You know, I think we all knew that he had a great affinity for him, but saying that he loved him and referencing his father, and Mike Zimmer's father, who passed away, as somebody he thought about today, and his wife, who passed away 7 years ago. So, you know, we're talking about the heaviest of the heavy emotions that you can have as a human being, and that kind of gives you an idea of how Mike was feeling about this today.
You know, you've covered the NFL for a long time. You've covered the Vikings for a long time as well. How do teams respond to something like this? I mean, there's no handbook for how to move forward. So how do teams respond?
I think they look for leadership from the people that had already been there to provide it. The reference that Mike Zimmer made today was to St. Louis, and I think he was talking about when Trent Green in 1999 suffered, I think, an ACL injury in preseason, and they turned to a guy named Kurt Warner, who no one had ever heard of, had been in the Arena League. Rams fans around the country probably thought their season was done, and they ended up going to the Super Bowl. And so maybe that's not the average experience of a team that loses its starter in the preseason, but it's something that's where you start with optimism and a recognition that it's been done before. It's not easy. It's probably really hard. More often than not, it doesn't happen. But that doesn't mean that you, as Mike said, stick your head in the sand and just, you know, have the season be over with. It's possible, and that's where you have to start.
Yeah, I certainly don't want to trivialize the injury and how Teddy is doing. But when you look at this team now, from an X's and O's standpoint and how opponents are going to prepare for this team, what do the Vikings have going for them? What are some things that they can lean on the field to win games?
Well, you start, and I think Mike talked about it as well, you start with the defense. I mean, this is still, whether Teddy Bridgewater is a part of the team or not, or at least on the field or not, this is a great defense. And it was a defense that led them to the NFC North title last year. If you had to prioritize the reasons the Vikings won, I would say defense came first. And that's still what they're hanging their hat on. I think that's still what they were going to hang their hat on this year, even if Teddy had been what was going to be the starter. This is a team that's built around defense, and it's built around a great Hall of Fame tailback. And those things are still in place. So that's what the Vikings have to concentrate on, that strength. We've seen many Viking seasons where teams came into the year not respecting the passing game. For whatever reason, sometimes they were right, sometimes they were wrong, but there's plenty of times when you can catch teams off guard, and maybe that's what they'll have to do. But there's enough. I mean, this team had all the boxes checked for a Super Bowl run, and now all of them but one are checked. It's a big one. Franchise quarterback is a big one, but it's still a pretty well stacked team.
Thanks for your time, Kevin.
Okay.
Catch more of Kevin Seifert on ESPN and ESPN.com. Catch more coverage of the Vikings right here on Vikings.com. And on behalf of Kevin Seifert, I'm Mike Wobshaw, wishing Teddy Bridgewater luck in his recovery and thanking you for watching.